Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. It's Spirit Connection, February 1st, 2017. So glad you could join us, and we're going to have a good time. Thanks for all the people who join us every month, and also the new people who are coming in. We have the Enlight Connection team in the chat room. If you're listening to this live or watching live on my website, you can actually chat in your questions. And we have Pam, Jenny, Domily, April, and Krista from Enlight on the chat room, so you can put in your questions there. And partway through the broadcast, I'm going to be talking first about the prophetic words I have for February, but then after, we'll take a little bit of a break in the middle and then go to some Q&A. But hey, you know what? For those that bail out after the prophetic word, hang around, because I have I have something to offer that's going to really be a lot of fun for you. It's how to find out. I want to give you the information how you'll be eligible to receive a free one-on-one personal prophetic breakthrough session with me, and I'll be talking about that at the break. So don't go away after this. My website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with us on social media: Facebook, The Doug Addison; Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. You can find those on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also find them on my website. Get it by email. That's what me and my staff do. And you can sign up there and have it delivered to your email box every day, so you don't have to go searching for it. That way you can copy it into your journal or whatever. So while you're there on my website, download my free ebook, How to Hear God's Voice for Yourself. It's got a lot of packed full of some great information for you. And also, have you been listening to my new weekly podcast? Spirit Connection is now a weekly podcast and the monthly webcast. You can listen on my website or go subscribe at iTunes. All right, ready to roll? God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're opening up the internet in new waves, and the power and the prophetic is flowing now. Father, I thank you for people who all over the world listening to this, whether it's on the recording, whether it's on the podcast replay later. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the Holy Spirit can flow through the internet, can flow through technology. So we ask God for every need to be met now. We pray for people who need healing, who've been discouraged, who need a word, need to be lifted up. We push back powers of darkness right now from the internet, from all the scare and the terrorism and all the political pollution going on now. We declare God's kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. All right. Well, hey, listen, if I was to title this, I would call it for February, Divine Assignments. Because on January 3rd, I had a major encounter with the Lord, and he spoke to me that over the next 3 weeks in January, that there would be some radical adjustments begin to come. Changes were coming for all of us. And God spoke to me that last week, the last week of January would be significant for this time to take place. And there would be some changes in people's callings. New assignments were being released from heaven. And I would call it the Heavenly Adjustment Department. And God is doing something right now, major. This is the start of some major realignments, reassignments coming over the next few months for many people. So that doesn't mean you have to all move or anything like that, but God's moving in your life. Many people have been experiencing major levels of discouragement. There's been warfare. I've been praying daily for a breakthrough for this for myself and others. And I tell you, January 16th, God spoke to me that my case was heard in heaven and had been reviewed, and an adjustment offer had been released. Now, this has happened not just for me, but others, whether you know it or not. I'd never heard this before, an adjustment offer. It took me by surprise. Also, a few other things took me by surprise. I also heard this, is that this is what's happening to me right now is also happening to many people out there. So new offers are being given by God. And I was told that in reviewing my ministry and my requests for why, my prayer requests, why I've been hammered, and like a lot of us are being hammered with warfare, I was being offered a choice. I could continue in my current position, in the kingdom, I'm a courts of heaven prophet, or I could be offered a special assignment that would produce more results in the kingdom in regards to the upcoming revival, and it would be less warfare. Wow. But the Lord told me to think about it. So for years, I've been a kind of a courtroom reporter. I always say I'm a courts of heaven reporter for a number of years. I've had to get up and journal daily at 4 a.m., 4 to 5 a.m. for years I've been doing this because I hear it from heaven and I get it out to you. And that's a lot of the prophetic words that you read on the internet from me. But then something happened last year. I got a promotion into the courts of heaven prophet. A courts of heaven prophet is very similar to Zechariah 3, if you want to understand that. But no longer was I just hearing, I was now interacting at times, not always, but I'd be caught up sometimes. But there was a lot more interaction in the heavenly realms, being part of council meetings, things like that. And also, this type of ministry I found brings extreme levels of warfare. I had no idea, of that. So something changed last month. And I heard the Lord say to me about this new offer, I need you in the streets to raise up an army for me. Wow. I knew that if I took this new assignment, my supernatural encounters that I have daily would dramatically change. I would still be a prophet. I'd still hear the Lord, but I'd have this assignment and my position would change. And I knew that I know this about God. What appears to be a demotion on earth is probably a promotion in God's eyes. Remember 1 Peter 5, 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, and he will lift you up in due time. And remember my prophetic word last month, I started talking about due time is overdue for many of us. So now God's answering it. So think about it. Jesus took a major demotion. He stepped down from his glory. He came to earth to save us. And, he'll promote the humble. And the Lord is saying over and over right now, get ready for something. Due time is overdue. There's a backlog of repayment. There's a backlog of unanswered prayer coming to many people. But listen, I was given a choice. I was told, I have till Friday to decide, last week. And that he would bless me either way. And you know what? On Friday game, I already knew what I was going to do. I prayed about it, but I was going to take the new assignment. Are you kidding? I want the assignment, And it was actually, after I was kind of debriefed on it from God, it was an upgraded version of my original calling that I started years ago, prophetic evangelism. I was one of the forerunners and one of the fathers of prophetic outreach and going out and launching outreach teams. But this is an upgraded version. This is a whole new thing coming right now. And so I have to admit, the next morning, Saturday morning, after I took my assignment, it felt very strange as I got up and things adjusted majorly for me. I was still hearing God, but suddenly I had limits on my heavenly interactions. But God is still good. It's not like I was stripped of all everything. But when we make decisions that will grow the kingdom, we'll always be blessed. We have to get the eyes to see, because what looks like things in the natural won't. I'm trying to tell you this because you're going to go through this yourself. Matthew 19:29, and anyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much. And we'll inherit eternal life. How good is that? Well, I don't know about you, but if you have left anything for the sake of the kingdom, God will bless you. So after I made my decision, I took my new assignment. The Lord reminded me then. I was like, looking in my journal, and he reminded me of a prophetic word because I was asking for confirmation of this. And he showed me a prophetic word I had gotten from prophetess Jane Hammond back in 2014. She rocked my world. In fact, it matched the very things that I'm hearing the Lord say right now, even for the month of February. She said to me, a new assignment will bring a new alignment and that you're needed to raise up an army for the Lord. Word for word, what God had spoken to me 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. This is so cool when God did this. So she said I'd also be doing things that I had laid down in the past. And like I said, I'd never do again, like planting new churches, about going out and doing things like that. Well, that took me by surprise too. And this is not just for me, but many people right now are going to start getting more clarity about your calling. And watch for your life to radically change. Don't be surprised if you get called back to do something that you have done in the past or laid down in the past, but it will be an upgraded version. Not everyone is going to get that. I just want to be clear. Other people are getting new assignments, realignment. A lot of stuff's going to happen between March and May. Just want to say that. And so I also got this word. I call it safety and blessing. God has hidden many people away right now. Listen to me. Joseph was in prison in Genesis 41. Then suddenly he was released and repaid for all his pain and suffering. But he was tucked away in prison for quite some time. You know, the prison is the time, the hidden ones. It's not a fun place. But you know what? It is a safe place. It's a place of hope and safety. For Joseph it was, while he's waiting for those childhood dreams, Genesis 37, to be fulfilled, he was actually placed in a safe place. He was put in charge in prison. But God spoke to me that he's beginning to call prisoners of hope. This is the hidden ones. He's calling you out, calling you in. You've been in a safe place, but he's calling you out right now. Zechariah 9:12 in the New Living Translation. Come back to the place, a place of safety, all you prisoners who still have hope. I promise this very day that I will repay you two blessings for every one of your troubles. Wow, this is a time God is going to pay you double for all your trouble. And this is a time to press into the Lord. Stay in that safe place. Trust that you're hearing, or trust that what he spoke to you in the past is going to come about. Might change a little bit. I'll get into that later. But trust that he has your best interest, and that even though all this stuff looks like it's flying everywhere, watch this as your marching orders start to come in and after March. Marching orders are coming in and after March. That's not very far away. It's only a month away. So God is going to start releasing the prisoners of hope. He's going to start bringing new hope, and he's going to start using you to bring hope to other people, people who have suffered for the very things that you've suffered from. So get your hopes up. That's my prophetic word. You're going to be repaid double for your trouble. And I want to just release this encouraging word right now from Psalm 34. God spoke it to me. Now, this is just an assortment of verses that he highlighted one morning as I was praying. And Psalm 34, various verses. I don't know, have the verse numbers. But listen, just let this minister to your spirit. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. I sought the Lord and he answered me. The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. For those who fear him, they will lack nothing. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. Wow, that's powerful. Here's a little more. Hey, wait a minute. Don't stop there. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man or woman may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Wow. These are some strong promises. You can read it for yourself. Go highlight those verses. That was the NIV version. I just highlighted those particular verses, and I've been praying that is so powerful. He will redeem all the trouble for you and those who take refuge in him. And, you know, it's during this time of turmoil, uncertainty, trust God has not forgotten you. You know, it'd be good to pray those verses, start to pray verses out of any of them, actually out of Psalm 34 over the next month, because we're moving into a strategic season. We're also moving into a time of strategic dreams. And this is a time God spoke to me specifically from now through February 22nd, and it'll extend a little bit more, but you can watch this time. It's going to be some strategic dreams from God. We're talking about night visitations, night visions, high-level revelations going to start pouring to you. In some cases, you might not remember them, but you'll know that it was something significant, but that's okay. Write down what you remember, because these are the sealed away dreams. That's what he's doing right now. Watch for the dreams that you wake up feeling that you knew it was something significant over the next few weeks. You don't have to remember, because God is a concealing God, and he will conceal it in you. The Lord spoke this to me, Daniel 2, 19 through 22. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praised be the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes the times and the seasons. He disposes kings and raises others up. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him." Wow. You're going to want to write this down and grab hold of this, because God is releasing wisdom right now and power, and he's concealing strategies and revelations to keep the plans from the enemy and to bring promotions to you with less warfare. The times and seasons are changing according to what God just spoke. And so beware that what you're currently doing might not work in the new season that's upon us now, or it might change. And just like if I would have kept with the praying the way I always prayed, and then I had a season change, didn't realize it, unless someone who looks like Rod Stewart tells you, then God will open up the season now so you're understanding times and seasons. And that's my specialty. The Lord is releasing a deep, hidden revelation now for this next month, because we're getting our marching orders coming in March and after. So he's going to reveal the plans of the enemy that he has against you. He's going to bring them into the light, and watch for change in affiliations. Locations will start to unfold. It doesn't mean everyone's going to move, but just watch this. Watch and see, because God's doing it. I had a prophetic dream just this last week. And I call it Pilots in the Season of Change, which is a confirmation to this prophetic word. In the dream, I had just been promoted. In fact, this was, I think, the day after I was promoted in the spirit. I was promoted, and now I'm working in an airport. And I was watching these jets being diverted into a remote area to land due to construction, because things were being rebuilt at the major airports. And I was told that this was going to go on for the next several months. And it was very dangerous looking. It was muddy. It was slippery. I watched as one plane full of pilots came in. And they were under such stress because of the rough flight and everything that had happened, that they were all passed out. They were unconscious. Not just the ones in the passenger seats. There was a plane load of pilots passed out and asleep. So I went to the place where they were deplaning in a remote area, and I was standing there. I wanted to bring them water because I knew that they were dehydrated, but the water bins was all full of half-drank water, no fresh water for them. I found two bottles of water, and by the time I made it to the pilots, they'd already started to get off, go to get transportation, because I knew they were on a mission. Man, I could see it. Even though they were dehydrated, they had these new marching orders. So now my new supervisor, which was an angel, told me not to worry about the water, but it was really, I was still concerned about these pilots. See, that's the old way of doing things. Then I'm talking to one of the pilots who looked like Tom Cruise. This was a trip. And someone in light said, maybe it means that we're going to cruise through this time, you know, but he was saying that we need to really pay attention to the flights and processes and plannings to avoid storms like this in the future. So I had a spiritual understanding while I was still in the dream that the times and seasons had changed. It was radically different. And now we're in a time where you cannot go on autopilot. And what worked in a previous season may not work now. That's why I was trying to get the water. Water represents the spirit. So the spirit for the old season would not fulfill the calling in the new. And an angel was even standing there because I wanted to do it. I just wanted to make it happen in my own, not strength, but my own understanding of the old. I knew that the dehydrated need water, but the angel knew that he was going to bring new teaching, new understanding. And the dream shows that we are in a major time of transition. And even though there's uncertainty, God is aware of our needs, and he has us covered. Even though it's a rough flight and looks really strange, God is with you. The unconscious pilots, represents groups of leaders and people everywhere, the prophetic or whatever. These are that have been going through a difficult time, but they're waking up right now. There's many people waking up to the calling, and they'll be able to do things that they have not been able to do in the past. It's going to a new season, and I'm going to announce it's coming fast. I've been saying Isaiah 43, 17, and 18, but I want to say it now with authority. Open your spirit to this. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, says the Lord. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's what looked the runways that where the plains landed sure did look that way. Looked like the wasteland. And God is doing something new right now, and He's calling you forward. Trust in this time. Even though, hey, I make this sound easy, right? Oh no, it is not easy on my side because I'm attacked with all these things. You kidding? I'm going through this roughest time as any. I'm right with the pilots, you know, passed out in the plane or whatever. But because the enemy is trying to unleash everything he has right now against us. He's trying to get you away from the calling God has on you. He's trying to get you distracted. That's why all this political pollution's going on. That's why all the anger in the streets are happening. The Lord told me to be a man of prayer in a time of war. And I said, this was last month. I was, Lord, we don't have a time of war. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's the war in the streets. It's the war in the spirit. It's the war, brothers and sisters against other brothers and sisters. Political wars going on. Do not be distracted. Don't get sucked into that stuff. Stay with the Lord right now. He is doing something new. And I want to, you know, I want you to understand that Isaiah 43, 17, and 18 is for the political too. And He's doing something new. Do not be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Wow. Ezekiel 34, revival is coming. It's what I've been prophesying for a number of years. And in Ezekiel 34, if you want to read it, God is drawing in people who've been wounded by Christianity. Now, I'm not bashing the church here. In fact, I have a solution. And the Lord gave me some insight into the NFL playoff scores. But back the first time I heard this, it was back in 2013 in my daily prophetic word. On the day of the Super Bowl, February 3rd, 2013, my daily prophetic, a prophetic sign from God will be seen around the world. Now, if you know me, I don't really know about what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't usually remember any of my, I don't remember my prophetic words. And I remember reading it that morning thinking, I didn't say that, did I? Man, that's a high bar. It's not like just an encouraging word. This is like a prophecy saying, you know what? There's going to be a sign from the Lord. I don't usually do that in the daily prophetics. But this is 2013. This is when it happened. So now we're watching the football game. We're watching the 2013 Super Bowl. And then suddenly, my cell phone started going off. And I'm receiving text after text of people who know me that read my daily prophetic word. And they're watching the football game. And they were reporting, hey, indeed, this prophetic sign is happening right now, but we don't know what it means. And so here's what happened. And I wrote a whole article on this that's also in my 2017 prophetic forecast. During the third quarter of the Super Bowl game between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, half the lights went out for 34 minutes. Now, the third quarter, 34, watch this. They were in the New Orleans Superdome, and God spoke to me as a prophetic sign that it was Ezekiel 34. I'm going to tell you why here in just a second. But also, there was many signs in that. The lights went out, and the score, listen, what happened when the lights went out was the score was 28-6, which adds up to 34. The lights were out for 34 minutes total, I kid you not. It was in the third quarter, 3/4, that's 34. Ezekiel 34 ends with verse 31. The exact Super Bowl score ending was 34-31. Now, God began to speak to me. I didn't just make this up. God began to show me that there was a prophetic word about the weak sheep in Ezekiel 34 who had been driven away. And this isn't, you know, I'm not focusing on the mean sheep and the mean or fat shepherds in that. I'm focusing on, the Lord told me, don't focus. I'm not judging this group and that, you know, the ones that were driving the other ones away. He said this, I'm sending you to them. I'm sending you. I'm sending you to raise up an army who will go after the weak sheep who were cast away. These are the ones who've been driven away. And these are the ones who, maybe they, you know them, pastor's kids. See, these are people with tattoos and beards. I'm telling you, this is why I do the ministry I do. On June 9th, last year, 2016, I had an encounter in which I was caught up in the spirit. I was shown parts of Ezekiel 34. Now, I knew it, but that are for God's agenda right now. Those who have been wounded, who need God's love. They've been those driven away by either Christian homes or maybe by churches. They went into churches and something happened or something along that. It does not mean that the churches and Christians are guilty of this, by the way. But I'm saying God knows the ones who, you know, who have had trouble. So 2017 is the start of the new movement in which God is drawing those who have been wounded and rejected in the name of the Lord. And these are the outcasts, the ones that Bob Jones, the late prophet Bob Jones, called the billion soul revival or harvest. These groups include women who are now being appointed by the Lord and stepping up into new roles of leadership this year, and a new anointing coming on women this year in 2017. These are the ones that got driven away from the Lord or judged by Christians who are associated with liberal political parties or that are not accepted by many Christians. These are the ones who have tattoos and piercings. These are the ones who are into zombies and vampires, New Age people, LGBT or gay and lesbians, minorities, just to name a few. God is raising up the forerunners now to go after these wounded sheep and release a new spirit of reconciliation for this new revival that is coming right now. Coming. It's going to start. So this is what I released in my 2017 prophetic forecast. But guess what? Just in January, a few weeks ago, the divisional playoffs, I was sitting there and the Lord just nudged me to look at the scores because they were pointing to Ezekiel 34. Oh my goodness. The NFL, you know, if you don't know football, sorry, but you do understand. Just get this. The NFL divisional playoffs took place, and 3 out of 4, 34, had scores with 34 in them. And one of the scores was the exact number of the verses in Ezekiel 34:31. I could name the scores. Houston Texans 16, the New England Patriots 34, Green Bay Packers 34, Dallas Cowboys 31, Pittsburgh Steelers 18, Kansas City Chiefs 16. Now that's the one. Oh no, those add up to 34. 16 plus 18 equals 34. And then there was one that did not add up, so because it was Seattle and Atlanta Falcons, because it was 3 out of 4. You couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. God is doing, now this doesn't point to who's going to win the Super Bowl, by the way, even though I have my request into the Lord, you know, go Patriots. But besides that, I want you to receive this prophetic word. This is yet another sign that God is getting ready for a movement of the outcast, those who've been driven away. They've had bad church experiences or whatever. You want to read more about it? There's a chapter in my book, the 2017 Prophetic Forecast, page 57, called the Mantles or the Weak Sheep. I believe it was called the Weak Sheep or the Ezekiel 34 Mantles. Watch for something big to come this year. This is another confirmation of a new movement, new signs. Get ready for things to start happening more quickly and get ready to cross over into the new season. Now, I just want to tell you, I've been doing prophetic life coaching and things like that and around people for a long time. And I get so many people who hear my message and they reach out to me for support. Or I go speak at a church with my Love Not Judge message. And they come up to me and thank me. I have had so many people who've been wounded, and they went there because they heard their parents or their friends told them to go because of me. They said, you'll like this guy. He's different. And they go, no way. And they end up at the church. I have had so many people calling off work, don't try this, and to come to the rest of my meetings, come up to me and hug me and say, thank you so much. I felt like an outcast. See, these are people, these aren't the ones, it's not about being wounded by the church. It's about being the hidden ones. It's about being the ones that don't fit in the current wineskin. These are the new wineskin. This is my daughter. Maybe it's yours. Maybe it's people you know. Maybe it's you personally who don't fit in the new wineskin. But something, you know, there's something more. God is going to start to activate this in your life. We're going to see something new happening starting in 2017. I tell you, new assignments are coming. It's going to cause a major realignment in the kingdom. I'm getting excited here. So let me pray and activate this word for you. Father, we just come into agreement now, on earth as it is in heaven. Call down heaven unto earth, Father. We call down divine strategies. We call down angels and the anointing from you that we need, the gifts and the callings. And Father, those who have been in prison, those who have been hidden away, those believers, even those listening now, whether you're a Christian or not, you've been following me because you feel like there's some kind of hope. I want to tell you, yes, get your hopes up. This is a time when the prisoners of hope are going to come out. We're going to see something radically shift. We're going to see God begin to move over this next year. These are the ones who got a tattoo, and people at their church told them to almost force them to go through painful tattoo removal process and told them that they were in sin and it was abomination. These are people who love the Lord with all their heart, but they've had some things happen in their lives. I just want to say God is doing something new. Don't call unclean what the Lord will make clean. That is from Acts chapter 10. Peter had an encounter when they were at that time, they were considering the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, an abomination. Listen, they called them that, an abomination. And they considered them unclean. And the Lord gave Peter a vision, an open vision to say, don't call these that I have anything I have made unclean. Don't call something unclean that I can make clean. And this is what the Lord spoke to me when I first did my first encounters and outreaches in the gay and lesbian communities and churches. A few years ago, I saw something happening, a move of God starting there. I'm not saying any of this is, I haven't changed my view of the Bible. I am not saying that. You got to hear this. The new is coming. God is doing something new, and he's saying, don't call anything unclean that I can make clean. Watch as I do something new in every realm, in the political realm, in the liberals. He's going to do something radically new. He's going to start changing the hearts of conservatives. He's going to make them, and he's going to start moving in all areas. You got to understand this is the Father's heart right now for us. So I activate this in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want you to know I'm not as liberal as I sound, and I'm in the sense of the Lord, I am into loving people. So, hey, all right, in Jesus' name, I hope you got all of this. Go to my website, DougAddison.com. Consider donating to what we do. We're not about money here, but it helps us to get the message out of love and having fun all over the world. We're an internet-based ministry. I still do live things, but we do quite a bit on the internet, impact the entire world. My goodness, we've reached over a million last year with the message of love. So I got a new way to donate now. You can either go to my website, DougAddison.com. You can click on that little donate button right there. Or if you're listening, DougAddison.com/give, or you can now text to donate. All you have to do is text the word love, L-O-V-E, to 45888. Love, text the word love to 45888, and you can donate by text and to make things easy for people. Or click, like I said, click the donate button. But consider partnering with us. These are people who give every month and become part of our support base that we need, and it's a biblical thing. You receive back the blessing of a prophet's reward. Really, our monthly supporters get a blessing for being part of what we do. Also, a monthly video message that goes out to me that doesn't go out to the world. A 10% discount in our store, access to our members only site. Also, a special Facebook group that you can be part of for all of our members. Just go to my website and click on the donate, and you'll see the partner button there. I pray for our partners every single day. And we have social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison. I mentioned this earlier, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And here's some February things happening. Let me take a sip of water. Been talking quite fast. Maybe I should take another sip of water. Just a second. All right, February. I'm releasing some brand new things. I got some brand new audio starting. It's going to come out actually starting tonight. It's called How to Love and Not Judge. This is the first time that's being released. I've spoken this live. I've never recorded it before. It's been recorded now, and it's an MP3 message available at our store, and it's a special $5 to the end of February. You're going to want to get a hold of this. This really, it's the month of love, February. Why not? So the Love Not Judge message is what opened the heavens over my life. And it's why I'm able to hear God more clearly and accurately and do the daily prophetics, is because it also opened the floodgates over me and my teams to allow us to have positive actions, encounters. And it opens that, you ever hear me talk about having an open heaven over you? This is actually how the Lord did it in my life. And in this message, Love Not Judge, How to Love Not Judge, I walk you through that and do a powerful prayer of activation at the end of it. And when you people apply the Love Not Judge principles, it opens up the spirits of people around them as well. It's amazing what it does. So check out that tonight. We're also offering a special drawing for a free one-on-one telephone session. It's called a prophetic breakthrough sessions with me. I used to do this. I no longer do it. You know, I used to offer it, but God's really changed the season with me now. So this is for anybody, here's how you get it, who signs up for Hearing God 365, my Hearing the Voice of God 365, my online activation school, either the monthly or the fast forward where you prepay for the year, and we'll put you in a drawing. Anyone who signs up for the month of February will put you in a drawing for the for this. Now, there's also the 14-day free test drive, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. That does not qualify you. This would be with people who pay beyond that 14 days. And so Hearing God online, the Hearing God 365 online activation school, let me just mention real quick, we do have a 14-day free test drive. I really encourage you to take it because it'll give you everything. I mean, just the first, it's 14 days of the first month. It's everything you'll see in there. And you can do basic, here's the bottom line. It is an advanced prophetic training school that's designed for every level of person. And it comes to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to travel. It's 12 months. You can receive one a month, or you can get them fast forward and get them all at once. It's very affordable. It's $44 a month, or $444 if you repay, which gives you a discount. It's 12 sessions that activation exercises, 12 mentoring sessions with me and many of my prophetic friends help you, weekly activation emails, a monthly live group call with me and my staff. Those are a lot of fun. Just go to hearinggod365.com, sign up, pay. In the month of February, you'll be put in a drawing to win a it's exciting. God spoke to me today to do that because there's just some fun things that are going to start opening up. I have some events happening. We have a webinar coming up, Discovering Your Divine Assignment. Again, it lines right up with the prophetic word this month. We had already decided to do that before I got this prophetic word about the alignments and assignments. So it's how to step into your unique calling from God. And we're going to be doing that a little bit later. The online interactive webinar with me, I do these a lot. It's include updates on the Divine Alliance, the prophetic word, also known as end time marriages, those who have been following me for a while. It's about developing strategic divine partnerships for marriages, ministries, and business partnerships. And it's also about how to discover your assignment from the Lord. Saturday, February 18th. 10 to noon. Registration opens this Friday. It's again $37 for 2 hours. You get the replay, the audio, and the video, and also the notes. And so get ready. Well, it's going to be a powerful, powerful month. Hey, why don't we get ready now for some Q&A? We've got Pam in the chat room, and it looks like, wow, we've got a few. Okay, let me see if I can get this enlarged a little bit without going too large. I know living large, I'm living large with my font tonight. All right, got about 20 minutes of Q&A. So let's see what we have here. Questions, looking for a question. This is from someone called Light. That was their username. How do you break off generational curses of sickness, poverty, etc.? Well, there's some generational curse prayers. You can go to a ministry. There's different ministries that help you with that. Elijah House, Restoring the Foundations is another one. The Sozo Prayer actually walks you through some stuff. I'm not sure if they actually list the generational curses, but Aslan, A-S-L-A-N, Aslan House, Paul Cox has a ministry, very powerful, or you can Google it as well, but I know that Paul has a book that I use all the time about breaking off generational curses and sicknesses, but I highly recommend it, at least like get host, that's what we call blowing off the chunks, you know, and let God, you don't have to live in this place, you don't have to live in the recovery room or anything like that, like a lot of Christians do. They live in the surgery and never get out into the real world. But I highly recommend getting some healing. And it depends on what it is you need. But check it out. Hope that helped. Chantel says, what does it mean if you smell or hear things that are not there in the natural? Well, this is a gift. Probably, believe it or not, when you smell and hear things, it's somewhat of a seer gift. Because the seers, like I'm a seer. The seer not just doesn't see with the eyes. A seer has every sense. I smell, I hear, I taste. You know, when you get all the senses going, the enemy can't shut you down. If he shuts your seeing down, then you can smell. This is called discernment. When you smell things, you hear things in the spirit that aren't there in the natural, this is a spiritual experience or discernment of the Lord. And it's a prophetic word. It's a word of knowledge. It just comes in different levels. It's exactly what we go through. And the Hearing God 365 online activation school. And so if you want to, I think I might even talk a little bit about that in session one, which you'll go to, if you do the 14-day free trial, you'll see that. Here's one from V. How do you know the timing of a prophetic word, especially a word about moving to a new location? Wow. Well, you know, it's not one cut and dry answer. I do have a book that helps a little bit. It is God Spoke Now What? Activating Your Prophetic Word. I go through a little bit of that. Some things to look for, to look at, how to, you know, how to judge a prophetic word. But really, the only way you'll know is to write it down and begin to pray over it. Don't make a move, especially a relocation. Don't make a move without confirmation and from other sources. I can't just have a dream. You got to have a few different things on bigger decisions, but trust God to guide you and begin to look. The only way to do this is to write it down, begin to pray, begin to reach out, pray with other people, find out why, and then ask God to confirm it to you and see what happens. You know, it's going to be interesting over the next few months that there's going to be a lot of people making this relocation. All right, here's a question from Tina. I've been suddenly waking up between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. taking either a deep, fresh breath or do some electricity going over me. What is this? Well, first of all, if it feels positive, which it sounds like it is, the first thing you do is you ask God, is this from you? And you sense what you feel God say. You know, you sense the presence in the room. Is it good or is it bad? You know, if it's most likely, this is the Lord moving on you. It's the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't assume that because it could be a negative electrical storm, especially 1 to 2 a.m. happens to be a time of cursing in the spirit. But I wouldn't say it all because you'll know, you'll have to just ask God to confirm this to you, but you'll know if it's positive or negative. The presence of peace may be there, and you will want to pay attention to those things as God will open this up to you. Here's another question from Tilly. What does it mean when people give you a prophetic word, but they do not, but it doesn't come to pass? Why does that happen? Well, a couple of things, or many, many things actually could happen. One, it wasn't for the right timing. Two, it wasn't It didn't come from God, which I don't know about these things. So let me just tell you, Tilly, write it down, begin to pray into it, and understand the timing. Now, remember that word I mentioned from prophetess Jane Hammond, she gave me in 2014. Here it is 3 years later, nothing came to pass. And even though I tried to activate it, I did some small things and began to activate it. And how you activate a prophetic word is you write it down, get it transcribed or whatever, begin to pray into it, get people to pray with you. Take one thing and do some research begin to ask the Lord over the next 30 days or whatever, over one thing off that. That's how you activate a word. When I got that prophetic word from Jane Hammond about the new thing coming and about being going into the streets, I activated it by getting a prayer group, beginning to ask God to make it clear to me, to begin to read some books along those areas and study some of my notes. I just took small things, and it just nothing opened. The door didn't open, so I laid it down. Now here it is, 3 years later, two and a half, just over 2 years later, it's starting to come now. So watch and see. Here's a question from Brome. Are you getting a prophetic word for the Super Bowl 15 on Sunday? No, I'm not. I don't have a prophetic word at all for that. Except last year, again, if you look at my blog, all you have to do is Google Doug Addison and prophetic sign in the Super Bowl. And you'll see that I got one for 2013. And also last year, the Lord told me last year, and it was a sign of love. That picture of love was there. And I didn't get a specific word for this year. I do believe that God's going to speak somewhere, but I didn't get a specific word about it. I do believe because he's already doing something with those scores. And anyway, just be praying about it. Here's a question from Debbie. How do I tell my angry, non-believing friends and family about good things of God that's going down in the government? Wow, there's a loaded question. Well, those angry, non-believing friends are probably going to be ticked off about the government right now. So what I would recommend is start to talk about things that you have in common first. Build the bridge first with other things, because politics right now is explosive. It is a powder keg on both sides of the fence. You've got to understand this. There's people who are believers, who are strong spirit-filled believers. In fact, half of the people who voted even could be strong spirit-filled believers, really believe that our president shouldn't be there. Then the other half believes that he should. So who's right, who's wrong? You know, that's what it's not about. It's to tell you, don't argue right now. This is a time to pray for divisions to be mended and starting to, you know, get into it about the politics. You won't see me releasing anything. I have opinions right now, but I'm holding them back because I'm trying to change the spiritual atmosphere. And I want to invite people to shift that spiritual atmosphere by beginning to pray and prophesy the good things of the Lord. And here's how you do it, Debbie, is instead of trying to convince them in their mind, begin to actually pray that God would show them good things, not in the government, just in general. That if they're non-believing friends, don't start with the government, my goodness. Start with what God wants for them. Start with their life. Start with blessing them. You have to build bridges. My goodness, I've been an outreach specialist for years. I'm in Hollywood, invited behind the scenes to go places you wouldn't normally go. But I didn't do that by coming out with things like the government. I did that by developing relationships over time. I did that by blessing, changing the spiritual atmosphere over people and over the area first. Love, not judge. You need to grab hold of my love, not judge message. Listen to that. I have some instructions in there just for this. All right. Great question, though. Question from Lee. How do you keep your dreams pure? It seems like most of my dreams aren't from God. Do you have a strategy for keeping the enemy out of your dreams? Well, you know what? It depends. Maybe you're having spiritual warfare dreams. Maybe some of these dreams that aren't from God are revealing the strategies of the enemy right now. So that actually would be a good thing to understand, because if you get the strategy of the enemy, boy, you got to know your enemy to know how to overcome them. So you might be in a season of doing spiritual warfare. And that's why the Lord's doing it. Or you might be in a season where you're under spiritual warfare. And that's why they're in that condition. I tell you, not all my dreams are this way. I have intense spiritual warfare dreams. And I'm fighting and battling all the time, especially the last couple of months have been because of the political, the cloud over the government and over the politics right now is clouding the airways. And that's probably what's going on around you, Lee, is you're probably picking up on a lot of the stuff from there. So you begin to ask God, actually in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, I talk a little bit about that, the different types of dreams and how to recognize and how to flip a negative dream to a positive dream as well. Here's one from Debbie. Corinthians, I don't know if it's 1 Corinthians, says Corinthians 7 says it's better to be married so that we can focus on, it's 1 Corinthians, on the work of the Lord. So how do we know if we're called to a single life or a married life? Well, you know, the Apostle Paul was talking to about, that's a tough one. It's a tough one, tough one, tough one. He was not trying to create doctrine. He was not trying to create a doctrine of celibacy. And he said, in his opinion, it was better to be married so you can focus on the work of the Lord. But we know that almost all the apostles had wives and husbands. There were husbands and wives going on inside. And it's very healthy to do it. It's not good for men to be alone. And how do you know if you're called to single life or not, or to be married? Well, if you desire companionship, if you desire marriage, God will bless you with the good things. Two are better than one. Believe me. Two, there is spiritual synergy. And this is the webinar I'm going to be doing. It was in my book, Divine Alliances, which we no longer have in our store because I'm updating the message. But this is this webinar I have coming up is exactly about this. About talking about being single. God has kept, here's the deal. Back in 1991, I had my first angelic encounter, very first one. And it was about this verse. The verse is right around here. And in 1 Corinthians, I wasn't sure if it's 7 or not, but it's right in there. And the Lord began to speak to me. And this is what is going on right now. It was end time marriages and the strategy coming that the Lord was about to release like a chessboard and everything was going to come into place. The players were going to come into place and they were going to be divine alliances happen, not just in marriage, business partnerships, ministry partnerships. Two were better than one. Marriages would be strengthened. And many, this is what I saw, many who had been kept single, divorced, or widowed, I tell you, all of a sudden, or suddenly, with whether they married or not, they were with new people. They were with, and I'm not saying you can make this happen because you cannot make this happen. The Lord is about to shift things. And he told me in 2000, I had it in 91, 2009 is when all the signs came to pass for me to release it. And then in 2017, the Lord said, this is the year the Divine Alliance is going to go to the next level. So it may help you. I don't know if that answers your question, except that watch for some things to start to happen. Don't close everything off. Listen, have ears to hear. Don't close off your idea of what you think. Forget the former things, the Lord says. Many people who thought they'd be celibate, thought they'd be single. I've performed some of these end-time marriages. I've done it. My sister, who had been kept widowed for 17 years, suddenly came in, came into a relationship with another widow in a church. And boy, what a divine alliance it came. And I was part of that. I've done end-time marriages. I've done this thing. God's doing something new right now. All right, here's a question from Deanna. I used to dream, but since I lost my son last year, my dreams have stopped. How do I go back? Well, first of all, Deanna, I am so, so sorry for your loss. Can't even imagine what that would be like. And, the Lord knows it. And grief takes time. And again, I mentioned this earlier, is maybe your dreams have stopped. Maybe it's God's grace because you're going through this time of healing. So I'm going to activate right now this dreams. I'm going to activate dreams not only over you, Deanna, but others who've stopped dreaming or dreams have changed or something's happened. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would activate the positive dreams, that you would make clear about even the negative ones and how to flip it and flip it good. I pray for eyes to see. I pray for ears to hear. I pray for the spiritual atmosphere to shift in the night hour. Because, Lord, you gave me the word from Daniel 2, 2:22, and Daniel 2, 19 through 22, that this is a season of deep revelation and dreams through February 22nd and beyond. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I speak the opening up of dreams, not just over Deanna, but over many people, in Jesus' name. All right, couple more questions. Can you be in the courts or the throne room and not really know that you're there? Well, I've never been in the throne room, to be honest with you, and I used to feel really less than. I've been in the courts of heaven for a long time, didn't even realize it. Your spirit can be there. And that's where most of us end up. Our spirit is taken there. And I was not aware of this until, honestly, until the last few years. I mean, I've spent years and years as a prophetic person, as a pastor, as an intercessor, you know, dedicated to whatever God has opened me up to at that season. And I didn't even realize it till later that my spirit was going there, because we are seated. The Apostle Paul says we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And our spirit right now is connected with the Lord. You will know if you're in the throne room, believe me. And a lot of people might picture it or visualize it. But if you're caught up, as the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13, I believe it is, he was caught up in a heavenly encounter. He was so taken by it, he didn't even use his real name describing it. It blew him away so bad. He was caught up in the paradise or the third heaven, and it blew him away. And what happened was, it was such a dramatic encounter for him that, like many people in the Bible, in John, when he was, it was a dramatic encounter with him, he fell down like a dead man. And many people, like the Apostle Paul, he had this encounter that was so intense that a messenger from Satan was assigned to him to keep him humble. And he asked the Lord three times to take it away. There's some things. People want these things. They don't realize what they ask for. But let me just answer your question, Donna, is that you can be there with your spirit. Once in a while, most of the time, when I give you these experiences I'm having, most of the time it's my spirit, and I get glimpses of what's going on. But sometimes, like in June, that Ezekiel 34 encounter I talked about earlier, in that one, I was caught up. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. In 2 Corinthians 13, he says, I was caught up. And that's the word rapture. And it wasn't rapture like we think. Oh my goodness, that's a misinterpretation right now. You get caught up in the Spirit. Jesus is coming again in a different way. He is. He's coming back in our lives. He's coming for a revival. And we're going to be caught up. I'm not saying there's no rapture. I'm saying everyone's camping out on some kind of rapture theology, and you're missing the Lord right now. We're missing divine opportunities. And we're missing. Don't put it all in a box. Don't try to put it in this theological box. God says, I'm going to break out of this box right now, and I'm going to break things out like you wouldn't believe. All right. Here's a question from Anheel or Angel. Do you believe in pre, mid, or post-tribulation? Yes to all. I don't know. I don't even have it, to be honest with you. I used to really be into, yes, I'm sure that, you know, that we're going to do some kind of suffering. I believe that from what I've seen, and I don't have a doctrine on this, but this is my opinion and things I've seen from the Lord and in the heavenly realm, I believe that we will suffer, because the apostle, the disciples suffered. Everywhere that I see is there suffering in the Bible. But we are going to have an amazing time suffering. We are going to have, someone's going to do it. And I know that I had a young guy come up to me, and his mom came to me and said, you need to talk to him, because he's really going out on the limb. And he believed that he was going to be part of a group, you know, in the book of Revelation, that a number that couldn't be counted came before the throne, that came out of the great tribulation. He said, me and my generation, we're willing to stay. We're willing to be left behind. I think we're going to see all of our theologies blown out of the water. And so I don't have a pre-mid or post-tribulation. I have a kingdom belief in the return of Jesus Christ, and it's going to be unfolded more. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to end right now and activate this word. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for everybody who's joined the webcast and those who are listening to this later. We ask, God, that you would activate dreams and visions, activate the supernatural encounters. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, none of my words will be twisted, and that those who joined and just picked up on things to use against me, in the name of Jesus, you won't be able to do it. Yeah, that's right, because no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that comes out against me will be silenced. And I'm releasing words right now, and people are trying to twist these words into the current theology and trying to bring judgment on me and make me sick. In the name of Jesus, that will not happen. And I tell you, God is releasing people from the Ezekiel 37 situation. There's people on the, joining right now or listening later that have been wounding people. Excuse me, Ezekiel 34, you've been wounding people. I'm not speaking judgment on you. I'm speaking love and blessing. Get a hold of my love and blessing message in Jesus' name. All right. Hey, well, DougAddison.com. Catch me on Facebook, Twitter, the Daily Prophetic Words as well. And my podcast is coming up. And anyway, God bless you guys. And I will see you on the internet.